Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to remind you guys that Where's Rachel is happening on Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday?
Yep.
Yeah. And this is for the Mission Impossible review?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw the movie last night.
Mm. Oh, how was your evening?
It was so good and just satisfying. It was a very satisfying
evening. Oh, you finally have been satisfied.
The movie was just so satisfying, and that's what we focused on.
Did you hold hands during the movie, or?
Well, I'd like to reveal all on Thursday
night. Oh, keep us in suspense. I see.
I would like to, yes. Please don't ask too many questions.
Oh, can I ask one question, please?
I'd really like you not to ask.
Did Childish Gambino play at all on your date with Rachel?
Rachel?
It did not play during the film or the date.
Okay.
So it was a date and the film.
The date as in the date of yesterday being July 23rd.
Yeah, I did lead him for... I was leading the witness, so it's unfair that I used the date.
Well,
the term,
counsel, nice of you
date,
to admit it.
And then there he is just trying to answer the question.
Way to try to get him to fall down a hole, Vinny. Way to be a pitfall for Hooman.
Where's Rachel? Is the
Where's
question.
Rachel?
Where's the, that's the next question. She at your house? She wake up at your house this morning?
Ooh, good question. Oh, no. Solid question.
Absolutely not.
Did you drive her home or did she have her own car somewhere?
She had her own car at the Metreon parking lot.
So she drove back to Napa last night?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
All right, here comes your celebrity trash. We're going to start with Mark Wahlberg. You ever see the movie Rockstar?
Yeah.
I love that. I just recently watched it again. It's him and Jennifer Aniston. He's a singer in like a tribute band to this fictional big...
It's supposed to be the story of the guy who took over for Judas Priest.
It is. Yeah. It's basically that story.
Right.
And it's just funny because he is so perfect as this sort of dumb kid rock star. Like, they're taking their first promo pictures and the band's all trying to look tough and there's Mark in the middle like, I can't believe I'm in this band.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He has to lip sync the whole thing, right?
Oh, I don't think he's singing it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can he really sing?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I don't think he can sing.
I mean,
like
you
that.
Rapped, right?
Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a major, like the singer's. You know, it's supposed to be this like incredible metal god singer.
I wouldn't
singer.
Doubt if he pulled it off. Maybe he had some help, but I could see him pulling it off.
Well, he's great in the role, and Jennifer Aniston's adorable in it, and it's just a good movie.
Cute.
It's you know, just sort of the tragic life of dudes on the road. It's kind of gross at times, but you know, then he puts it all back together at the end. He cuts his hair a little shorter, and he's doing like a little acoustic act in a club. Near her, and she re-finds him.
Oh, it's a love story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, sort of. They're together, and she's all excited for him. She's sort of like his manager as he joins this band. And then they grow apart as he's using drugs and banging.
It's a typical story.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought...
It's good. You'd really like it. I mean, it's so rock and roll.
I never watched it, but I thought the story was about how... Why can't I think of the lead singer for... Rob Halford left Judas Priest, and they... found a guy to come in and take over, and he takes over the biggest metal band of all times, or one of them.
Because he was in a tribute band to them.
Was that what it was?
Something like that, I don't know. Isn't that what it is? They saw him like on YouTube, like although it was before.
No, it wasn't YouTube, but it was still, it was something like that.
Right.
Where now he's the head of course... Rob Halford came back and said, I'll have my job back. Thank you.
Goodbye, punk.
Get out.
So anyway, Mark Wahlberg is, he's just sort of a Hollywood treasure. I mean,
I
he's
really like
me
him.
Too.
He's
I really
big business. So yeah. He's done well for himself.
Yeah,
he's his story apparently is the Entourage story. Like the whole mm-hmm. Entourage thing is based on him and his tight friends, and mm-hmm. and he started Wahlburgers up with his brothers and a
I
bunch
know.
Of family members.
I keep, when it's on, I'll watch it.
And Wahlburgers,
the TV show, but
is,
I haven't been to the one. There's one in like Mountain View or Palo Alto locally.
It's now. Let me see. Hold on. There's a thing about it.
How many locations?
It's franchised throughout 14 U.S. states. So I don't know how many locations that is. There could be more than one. And it's also in Canada. I mean, that's actually become pretty big.
Oh, they're talking about going to Japan, I think, also, recently.
He's got a movie production company, a health mm-hmm. and wellness company, a water line with Diddy and the Wahlburgers restaurant chain. And now he just bought a Chevy dealership in Columbus, Ohio. I guess his business partner, Jay Feldman, mm-hmm. He owned Feldman Chevrolet already. And now he's got Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet.
Huh.
He basically said he's going to be directly involved in the operations of the dealership. And he just loves cars, and especially American cars. With hard work, dreams come true. I've always been a car fanatic, and now I'm able to be part of such an amazing, iconic American brand. This was a video he put on his Facebook page.
What do you drive, Mark? Well, a Bugatti, but you know.
Yeah.
That's just one of many.
Entain has endorsed products all the time, but this is different. This is my dealership, Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. Mark. And it goes well beyond the sign. By partnering with my friend Jay Feldman of Feldman Chevrolet, one of the country's largest Chevrolet dealers, we'll guarantee the biggest inventory and the best selection of Chevrolets. The Wahlberg brand is all about Americana. Oh, sorry, that's Feldman talking. I don't think he's from Boston. Joining forces to sell and service Chevrolets with the magnetic draw of the Mark Wahlberg name allows us to do something special for the state of Ohio and the greater Columbus area.
Good for them.
That's his latest.
There are three locations for the Wahlburgers here in California.
Oh.
Only one up here, though, Palo Alto.
Oh, it is Palo Alto. Oh.
Hey, you know what I read the other day?
What's that?
I'm reading about Santana, because anything I see him doing, I'm like, let me check that out. Mm-hmm. Carlos Santana owns restaurants. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
He owned a restaurant in Mill Valley.
Oh, in Mill
Valley. Maria Maria.
Yeah.
Maria Maria, and he's part owner at one in Redwood City. Can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, I thought, so what I read was he owns a chain of restaurants called Maria Maria. There's three of them.
Oh, Milagros. Isn't that his...
Milagros is his...
Is that tequila?
Is that his thing?
Milagros.
We have a bunch of Milagros at my house. Oh. How strange.
I'm pretty sure.
Huh. Yeah. Well, anyway, I read that last night.
He had... there's this place called the Cantina in Mill Valley, and I think it became a Maria Maria. And then it went... And then he... It didn't work out, I guess, because I think it's the Cantina again.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it was... But for sure, they were saying it's Carlos Santana. Bristol Palin,
yeah,
is going to be on Teen Mom OG. She's not an OG.
That's stupid.
I know.
She's not even. She was a Teen Mom, but she's not one.
Yeah,
now.
She's 27 now.
Yeah.
So she's going to get $250,000 to do it.
Is that for the season?
Just for the season, and then with $50,000 raises if she does future seasons.
Oh.
So in 3 years, she'll be making $350,000.
Well. Didn't she? She was the lady back when her mom broke onto the scene who landed a radio job, like got some contract and got mm-hmm. paid pretty good for, because her name's Palin.
That didn't work out.
No, well, you know, you got to show up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to do that?
Well, not only do you have to show up, you also have to, you know, I mean, I think people think that this is easy. Well, it isn't.
Well, no, I get that. But I mean, you know, here she is.
I used to have a talk show.
She sold her name, and then she went, oh, I got to go in there every day.
Every day? It's so early. Oh, my God. Boy, this thing is really cramping my nightlife. It'll do that.
Yeah.
What nightlife?
Right.
It's like 10:30 on a Friday, and I'm just struggling to stop. I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm going to stay awake till at least midnight. I have to do it. It's the one night I could stay up. Anyway, she is joining the original cast members, except for Farrah Abraham, who... They say she was difficult to work with, and she says, it's because I'm in porn. They don't want me back. But she's basically saying that she's irreplaceable. I guess this is the second or third person that they've tried to bring in to replace her on the Teen Moms OG. And they keep just getting rid of him. So Farrah, of course, is basking in that. Like, it doesn't matter who you got. You can't replace me. Hello.
I think there was another one who had quite a few arrests for heroin and all kinds of weird stuff that recently left.
Denise Richards, who is so beautiful, she might be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I guess that she's been asking to be on the show since like 2011.
Oh, really?
Apparently she loves the show.
How could the people who are casting that show be offered an opportunity to cast her and say no?
She expressed interest in the show as far back as 2011. Back then she was telling Us Weekly, I would love to be on that show. I guess they've talked to her, the producers have talked to her on and off ever since. But
maybe
she
wanted too much money. Maybe she's difficult.
She seems easy.
So her career is over.
in the
acting.
Well, look, she is beautiful, but have you ever seen her act in anything?
Yeah.
She's absolutely awful.
Her little run on Friends was spectacular.
Who was she on Friends?
She was...
What are you talking about? She was the girl who kept... Didn't she pull her hair down?
Yeah.
Was that her?
That was her.
Right?
Whose love interest was she? Could be her. I totally don't remember who she was.
Was it Ross in the class or something? Oh, shoot. I can't remember.
Something happens every time she lets her hair down and she does this whole, they go slow motion.
Yep. It is her. And I'm watching that clip. Hold on. Let me.
Who was into her?
It seems like all the guys
were in black.
Oh, darn it.
We lost the screen.
Damn screen.
You know, she doesn't need the money. I'm looking online. She's worth $12 million.
Yeah.
And doesn't she get $55,000 a month in child support?
If that's still coming in from Charlie.
All right, here we go. We're going to watch the clip. And then she pulls her hair out, and Chandler is entranced.
He's mesmerized.
You remember this?
I do remember this.
I totally don't remember this.
But whose friend is she? Brent? What?
I have no idea whose friend she is. It looks like she came out of the room. I think she's dating Ross, it looks like.
Yeah, she's...
she's good at that beautiful, gorgeous part.
Yeah, when she plays a dumb, gorgeous girl, she's great.
Aww. Look at her.
She's doing it again, and Ross is just entranced.
Boys, we're so stupid. Oh, my God, we're the worst.
Well, she is absolutely gorgeous.
People are saying she was Ross's cousin.
Oh, what?
But why is
for one episode.
Why is he so into her, then?
Well, so mesmerized.
And someone else says it's super creepy.
That's funny. Well, anyway, it looks like she might be on Bravo's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Someone's saying Denise Richards had relatives on Real Housewives. She's not related to Kyle Richards and Kim Richards. They're
she's
friends,
not?
But they're not related.
Oh. Oh, you know that, and someone is texting you and saying that she's actually related to them, and she's not. All right. Well, boy, big things on the... Just imagine if she's on there. The world will change. She's amazing.
Well, Lisa, it's done wonder for Lisa Rinna's character.
Oh, Lisa Rinna's
for her.
On The Real Housewives? I didn't know that.
Oh,
how did you watch? I love her. Lips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's another one of the surgery victims.
Yeah. Oof. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
I have news on the Bart murder, so I'll get you updated on that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday.
Here's what's happening. I don't take BART regularly. I have been on it.
Sure.
I've heard it's awful. That it's awful. It's at its...
You don't really hear a lot of good reviews of BART, and it's, you know, too bad because a lot of people use that. They depend on it. They're, you know, either they're forced to use it or they use it out of convenience. It's, you know, public transpo.
But... As bad as the stories get with the grossness and the, you know, the obnoxious, whatever, you just, for a young lady of 18 to be murdered right there in front of people.
It's horrible.
And her sister was also stabbed. If you didn't hear this story, Nia Wilson, 18, died on the platform Sunday night at MacArthur Station. in Oakland after a man identified as a 27-year-old transient, John Lee Cowell, approached and quickly stabbed her and her sister, Latifa Wilson, 26, stabbed both of them in the neck out of nowhere. Like this, there was no warning. There were no words shared. This was two people.
A random attack.
Trying to get home, and they were attacked. The older sister was hospitalized overnight, but has since been seen in the news making a statement about the incident. A BART police chief, Carlos Rojas, says, "In my close to 30 years of police experience, it was probably one of the most vicious attacks that I've seen." So the person, I got to read more of the story yesterday and then early this morning about this guy. He's got a record. Random arrest, burglary, drugs.
Yeah, a lot of violent offenses.
So I guess he got away after the stabbing and he'd been on the run. And then he was seen on the BART train again. Mm-hmm. And he was reported by other riders and they were able to catch him. So he's been arrested and hopefully never sees...
Small comfort for the family who lost a daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
The sister was saying that I'm her protector. I feel like I didn't protect her. So she's feeling guilty as...
Well, survivor guilt, I mean, that is a real thing. Like, you and your sister are attacked and you survive. That's hard to live with.
She's just yelling my name, Tifa, Tifa, Tifa. Mm. And I'm trying to save her, but she's the one that passed away, the little 18-year-old. So yesterday, late Monday, the attacker, John Lee Cowell, was arrested after BART police released images of him from surveillance footage. They got an anonymous tip from another BART rider that he was aboard another train. Bound for Antioch at the Pleasant Hill Station. So they got the guy, and it's just awful. This guy was on parole and was released from prison 4 months ago. He was previously convicted of felony second-degree robbery. He also had a battery conviction back in 2013. They're saying that this guy might have links to white supremacist groups, but the police are actually saying we don't have any clue as to whether this was race-related. The girls that were attacked were black, and this dude is white. And it's so random and senseless that you could see why someone might think that.
Right.
So there's that story. At least they got the guy.
Yeah, well, right.
The Tour de France, which I watch, day or two late, because it's hard to get to it or whatever.
Isn't that one of those... races that because it goes on all day, like you can, there must be channels dedicated to it. Like you can probably watch it all
day
if you want to.
Yes, NBC Bay Area is the one airing it around here.
Do they do just the highlights or is it?
No, they show it, also turn it into a show by cut. They do a lot of, because they're riding.
It's long.
I mean, and if you get the camera on them, I mean, they're these dudes, they're pistoning, they're riding, their legs are firing, but a lot of times it's just beautiful scenery.
Right. Whipping by.
And them going from one side of the screen to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over, you know?
Like the first season of Walking Dead.
Right. Anyway, the Tour de France temporarily was halted by protesters as, unfortunately, the police tear gassed the protesters, and yet the tear gas hit the riders, so they had to stop riding.
Yeah, I didn't realize that anyone in France was against this.
Protesting farmers had blocked the road with hay bales, and so they were sprayed. Unfortunately, I don't know what they're against. You know, here's the thing.
They said it was their busy time. Like, they were pissed because... And I don't know, do they route this thing differently every time?
They do.
They were mad
the route.
Because it was going to disrupt their busy time. I don't know what they're harvesting or whatever it is, but...
It's a big event in France.
Yeah.
And so
I thought they were into it. It's their thing, the Tour de France.
Sure, except, you know, the disruption that comes from stuff like this, you can imagine if they've got work to do, they're bummed.
Right.
And yet, what I watch because we have NFL here and there's a whole culture around that, the drinking all day, the shirts off in the snowy days. There's so much nonsense that you'd go, if you were from another country, you'd be like, what are these people doing? Watching the Tour de France is similar in that you see these people running alongside the bike riders as they're going, and they're just, they know they're going to get on TV because the whole thing is televised. Right. So they're not trying to selfie themselves, but they are surprisingly close to the action. You would think that there would be security saying, no.
Yes.
You can't lay hands on people who've been riding for 100 miles and still have 30 to go. And yet there they are.
That should touch the people.
They're right there in the action, man. It's crazy. Oh, that's them being sprayed.
Oh, my God. And then the wind takes it and puts it at the bikers.
That is a power duster, isn't it? Look at what he's shooting there.
Yeah. It looks like a fire extinguisher.
I got to get one of those.
No, you don't.
Oh, the city's dangerous,
God,
dude.
It,
Four in the morning, are you kidding?
That's a giant one.
It's for bears, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that happened today, and I haven't had a chance to watch, but they were able to get the race back going again, and looks like, you know, it'll all be fine. Today's race is 135 miles. They've already ridden through mountains and cobblestones and multiple crashes, and today it's tear gas. Super.
Getting to be like Tough Mudder.
It's hard. I mean, they're very, the sport's dirty, as we all know from Lance Armstrong and whatever. But truly, if you've ridden a bike, you know they must have the most muscular taints of all time.
Right.
Like, man, does that hurt.
Yes.
Right down the middle of
you. Just a few miles of it. If you don't ride a bike all the time, it can just destroy you.
So, anyway. Today is National Tequila Day, everyone.
What's tequila?
Huh?
Do you mean tequila? You and your tortillas.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Taquerias.
You don't need to always take a red marker to my news reports. Anyway, 76% of Americans say they love margaritas.
Oh, they are today? Delicious. No. Oh, no.
We have some shots?
No, it's a Tuesday, Vinny. I don't do
tequila.
I don't do anything that makes it any harder to get up at 3:45 in the morning.
Well, we're done here by 11.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't do any day drinking.
Yuzi? Doesn't happen.
Will you have?
I might, because I think we're going to go out to lunch.
Get a margarita.
Yeah, so maybe we'll go somewhere I can get a margarita.
Oh, Johnny V's home today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, two Mondays and Tuesdays, he saw.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys do? This is weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
This is an awkward silence.
What should I say?
Say the truth.
No, what happened?
For once.
I don't know. I think I was so busy yesterday here at work. I don't know what time I left here. 12:30, something like that. Maybe close to 1. And I got home. Oh, and I had to pee so bad. So I park my car. I pull up. And he's polishing his truck. And so, like, I run past him.
The 1930 truck or
no,
whatever it
it's
is.
No, he was polishing the Lightning.
Oh.
And so I run upstairs. I'm like, I gotta pee. Run upstairs. So I go to the bathroom, and then I come out, go to the kitchen, and I look, and there's, like, this is going to sound horrible. I look in the sink, and there's dishes in the sink. And they were from the dinner the night before that I had made them and left for him because he got home late from work. So I look there. Yeah, there's dishes. And then I look over and there's the crock pot that I had used and I had cleaned. And it's so heavy to put up in the
So you let him
cabinet.
Put it up.
So I left it there for him to put away.
How is this happening?
Hold on. Let her finish because we don't know what happened.
I go upstairs and I look. There's towels in the dryer. I go in his room. His bed's unmade. And I go downstairs.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what have you been doing all morning? I'm like, gosh, can't you do anything? I've been doing everything.
for the longest time now, I've been doing everything in this house. I cook, I clean, you know, I do your laundry, I do the bedding, you know, I've been doing everything. Can't you do something? And he just looks at me like he was so scared. I'm like, what have you been doing all morning? Polishing that truck? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, God. So I just start doing the dish, putting everything away. The dryer.
Oh, man.
I just felt so pressured yesterday from things at work and, you know, just yes. things.
And I felt, it was the last straw. You took it out on your loved one.
I was tired. I was just so tired, and I should have just went home and took a nap and been done with it. And he's like, "Well, do you want to go to lunch?" No, I don't want to go anywhere. And then I just take a nap, and then he wakes me up. Would you like to go to dinner? No.
Oh, you were still mad even after you had a nap?
I was still just irritated, just like. Irritated.
When did you punch him in the face?
Oh, did that happen?
No.
You decked
not.
Him?
Wow.
Dang.
I mean, I know it was his day off. I just felt like there's just a couple little things you could have done.
Like what?
Like make your bed, fold the towels, clean up the kitchen.
All the stuff that I said. I don't know. Maybe he had some lunch ready to go. Maybe he had a lunch plan. Maybe he had a dinner plan ready to go.
Well, clearly the only thing.
I'm not asking for your advice.
That the guy, you know, I'm not giving you advice. Clearly, the only thing he likes is polishing that car. Yeah. That's it.
I know. It brings him
well,
joy.
Well, let me just ask you a question.
Everything could have took 20 minutes at the most.
Right. It sounds like, so maybe, is it possible that he was like, it's going to be hot today. I need to wax the truck early and I'll get to the chores that I have in front of me. Midday.
I guarantee you that the chores played nothing about the chores was entering his mind.
By the time she got home, it was 2 p.m. or 1:30 at least. I mean, he'd had all day.
Yeah,
listen,
what she's mentioning, you could knock out in 20 minutes. Right. She just said it. Right. That's not hard.
That's his yoga.
Yeah,
let him have
I know it.
It
makes him happy, but...
But what?
That's like, all he's been focusing on is that doggone truck. When he's not working, it's the truck.
Oh, you feel like the truck is replacing you?
No. I don't know. That's what I mean. This is going to sound awful. You asked me what we did yesterday, and that's what I did. So this morning, I even went, I'm making a sandwich, and you can make your own. So I made
You
it.
Said that this yeah. morning at
no,
3
no,
in the morning?
No, I said that yesterday. And then I made the kind of sandwich that he hates, so I knew he wouldn't want
You, wait, you,
what is what? Going
she
on?
She made a sandwich that he hates, so he wouldn't. Where's my hat?
It was a
this
tuna
is your opportunity,
sandwich,
homie.
And,
this
he,
is what
and
you
he,
say
hates, he hates tuna, so I knew he was going to try to have any of the sandwich. And this morning, so this morning at 3, he comes in. Are you still mad at me?
Oh.
I go, no.
Oh, my God. I bet you that place is spick and span when you get home today.
He said something. He goes, don't worry. I'm going to do all my chores today.
Well, you see one day of
Jesus.
Funny? Whip him back into shape. It's not funny. It's tragic, but it's, you know, we got to laugh. We're doing a morning show here, so it's...
I mean, I haven't yelled at him like that in a long time, except for the bowl thing last week. Clearly, it's starting to irritate me that I'm doing all the work. I'm making the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner.
Well, and you're there alone all day. I mean, that's not...
I'm there, yeah, with the dog. I'm just doing all the stuff, and I guess I just felt like I'm tired, and I need you to put a little effort in.
Mm.
Please.
When you are here.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Has he, in any way, just in his defense, has he ever said... You know I'm 60, right?
Yeah, I just said that.
I mean...
This is why I got myself a young wife.
Right, so you can do everything.
I'm a smoker and I'm 60. Lighten up, B.
You know what? If he said that to me, I would have no choice other than to laugh my ass off.
I know.
If he said that to me, you bitch, I'd be like, oh my God, you are so right.
Yikes.
Well, I'm sure today is going to be just a great day.
I'll make sure he did all his chores when I get home, Vinny. And then I'll take him out for a nice lunch and give him a little something.
Good for you. Nice, excellent. Or good for him, I mean.
I'll work a little extra hard today.
Wait, so back to the original. This all came from tequila.
Yeah.
So
he asked if I had tequila yesterday or what I did yesterday.
But today's going to be the day, huh?
Today's going to be a great day.
Oh, my
God. I think I will have a margarita today.
Oh, that was tense.
That was so intense. Oh, right, well, man. Good. It seems like we solved
everything. Sometimes you just ask one question over there.
I'm stressed
out. And you can see that. Well, then in this case, it was like silence, dead silence. You're like, well, like, jackpot.
Well, I definitely hit something here. Let's mine this and see what it is.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Well, speaking of relationships, I have an update on one that we've all been paying attention to. And
do we need to bring our little list out?
Yeah, we need our list.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
Right. Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.